This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 15, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Employees of Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air found it tough to enjoy their weekend, especially those at the low end of the seniority scale. Alaska Air Group announced it's reducing its capacity by 8% from a year ago, effective with the start of its winter schedule November 9th and continuing into next year. With the change will come a workforce reduction of 9 to 10%. Bill Ayer, chairman and CEO of Alaska Air Group, explained, quote, "The 1-2 punch of record oil prices and a softening economy, on top of increased competition, has burdened Alaska Air Group with a $50 million loss on an adjusted basis for the first half of this year. That demands decisive action to ensure the viability of our company. We're changing our schedule to make sure we're flying the right routes with the right frequency and right aircraft. Regrettably, a reduced schedule means we need fewer employees," unquote. 75 managers and 94 pilots will be among those affected. Details are sketchy so far out of Russia, but early reports have an Aeroflot Nord 737 down in central Russia, with 75 passengers and a crew of 6 lost. Emergency Situations Ministry spokeswoman Irina Andrianova told the Associated Press the flight originated at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport and went down about 3:40 a.m. local time Sunday on approach to land at Perm. She added there was no evidence so far of a terrorist attack. There are no reports of damage or deaths on the ground. Perm is about 750 miles east of Moscow. Watch for updates on aero-news.net as we wait for additional details. The FAA agreed Friday to act on the recommendations of a team that reviewed the certification of the Eclipse 500 very light jet. The team found that the airplane was certificated in accordance with safety regulations, but that the agency could improve policies and communication procedures used in certifying future VLJs. Acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill said the review team, which was headed by former Boeing executive Jerry Mack, issued recommendations including revisions to Advisory Circular 23/1309-1C for equipment, systems, and installations in Part 23 airplanes to address the emergence of turbine engine airplanes weighing 6,000 pounds or less. Eclipse has said it will not comment. The company still faces an upcoming hearing before the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee regarding the concerns that prompted the FAA review. Hurricane Ike quickly lost intensity and became a massive tropical storm after moving north from the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana, but travel plans have not yet recovered. Houston Hobby Airport was reported without commercial AC power on Saturday after the passage of the storm, and airport spokeswoman Marlene McClinton told the Houston Chronicle that Hobby got away with a few broken windows and some water leaks, but no major damage. The most severe damage reported at Bush International Airport, about 30 miles north of downtown Houston, may have been at the Sheraton Hotel North Houston, about a mile from the terminal. The hotel had its atrium roof and lobby damaged. A number of TV reporters were based there for storm coverage and showed millions of viewers the aftermath Saturday morning. The hotel is closed for at least a few days. Both airports announced they would resume limited operation today. Southwest Airlines, which is based in Houston, has canceled some flights in the region through the end of this week and is offering customers the chance to rebook for travel within 14 days at no extra charge. Check your flight's status with your airline before you head to the airport if you're traveling anywhere in the region this week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. Unions tank yet another deal for Alitalia. Another weekend, another bankrupt airline. And the Aeroshell aerobatic team gets a new interim leader. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. I recently completed a flight review with Bob that included a turn over Niagara Falls. What other flight-seeing opportunities are still allowed in this post-9/11 environment? And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.